Several weeks back, I was on the border. Do y'all remember this? I was on the border with Senator Ted Cruz. It was a CODEL that was hosted by Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas. And things have only gotten worse. They really have. Don't believe anything that the Biden administration is telling you about the border, because almost everything they say is a complete lie. Right now, we are watching the chaos. And I really thought it was important to bring those interviews to you. So I have an interview, a very special interview I did with Senator Roger Marshall on the border. It was the same night that I did the interview. And if you look back a couple of podcasts, you'll see that interview with Senator Ted Cruz of the great state of Texas. Yes, my state. But Senator Roger Marshall had so many important things to say, because as I keep telling you, and as others do too, that the border is not just here. It's in every state. Listen to this.
But this time they didn't ask for more officers or resources. What they specifically asked for was policy changes from this administration. They asked for policy changes from this administration. These are people on the ground. These are the people that have been doing it. Again, multi-generational officers whose fathers and grandparents had patrolled these same borders. They asked for policy changes. Secretary Mayorkas has stripped them, the Border Patrol, the tools they need to secure a border. What they asked was to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy and end catch and release. It's that simple. This could be all accomplished with the president's pen. He created this crisis. He can end it. Thank you. I yield back.
This is why I believe the border is so important. And it is such an important issue, because it doesn't just focus on the numbers of people that are coming across the border, but it's the effects that the trickling effects that's going to have in all of our states. So I'm going to take you back to that night, the end of Title 42. But first, I want to talk to you about Allegiance Gold. I love Allegiance Gold. I brag about Allegiance Gold. Allegiance Gold is a sponsor of The Sarah Carter Show, and I'm so grateful to them for that. And don't just take it from me. Do your own research. But right now with Allegiance Gold, you can get $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. And I'm going to tell you why it's important to do that, because you need to diversify. You can't just trust all your money and put your eggs all in one basket. You can't say, oh, it's all going to be in the bank. That's going to be good. Because we saw what happened with the other banks. We saw what was happening across the globe. And we see what's happening now, even in the stock market. We saw what happened in Canada. You don't want to end up in a situation like that. That is why I believe you need to diversify, do your own research, but trust me on this. And right now, my friends at Allegiance Gold can help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver, or have it delivered securely right to your door. They'll educate you on the benefits of physical gold, because they care about you and they want to build a long-term relationship with you. Get $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. So don't wait. Call or click today, 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, or protectwithsarahnoh.com. That's protectwithsarah.com. We can't control the Biden administration, folks, but we can prepare. That's 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, S-A-R-A, or protectwithsarah.com. So here is Senator Marshall and I. We're on the border in Brownsville. It's about 11:30 at night. There's a generator humming in the background, and there's about 22,000 plus people right across the Rio Grande River right there in Brownsville, Texas, just waiting to come across the border. Many of them have already arrived, and many more are waiting to come in right now. Take a listen to what we had to say. Nothing's changed.
Sir, there's 170,000 people just across the river here waiting to come into the United States when Title 42 ends. This is a national security crisis. I took an oath as a senator to protect our country. the people in Kansas are more concerned about their safety and security than they are the price of gasoline and groceries even. So this is impacting everybody across the nation. So with the end of Title 42, for instance, there's people from Haiti that have not been able to come in because of some of the rules. But when Title 42 goes away, people are going to be coming flooding across the border.
One of the biggest concerns, especially for people in Kansas, families across our country, is the enormous amount as well of fentanyl that is poured into our country. It is an unmitigated disaster, to say the least. I think so many people already know someone who has passed away from counterfeit pills. The Biden administration refuses to shut this border down. We know this is going to continue. What do you say, if you had a chance to talk to President Biden, what would you tell him about what is happening here in an effort to protect your own constituents?
Sir, I would beg President Biden to come and spend an afternoon with me to do a round table with the local community, the people that are living here on the border, and listen to their stories, story after story. Come talk to the rancher who I met before coming to see me. He taught his wife how to load a 410 shotgun, that he's moving his family off of a fifth-generation ranch. Come talk to the Marine who served in Afghanistan, that feels southern Texas is not as safe as Afghanistan was. It is truly a crisis down here. The fentanyl poisoning, I don't know how President Biden sleeps at night. 300 Americans, mostly young adults, teenagers dying from fentanyl poisoning across America, and 90% of this comes across our southern border. Our Border Patrol officers, 90% of them are engaged in administrative practices. So they're overwhelmed with so many people, only 10% of the Border Patrol is actually patrolling the border.
I think this really is the crux of what most Americans are focused on, especially when it comes to our own national security. But who will pay the price, in your opinion? You've got to be talking about this on Capitol Hill. If something happens, I mean, we've seen over 100 terrorists, known terrorists on terrorist watch lists, have made their way in, thankfully intercepted, right? But how many more, over 1 million known gotaways? How many more slipped through the cracks? What do we say to the American people if something happens?
Well, this is why we need to impeach Secretary Mayorkas, that he's derelict in his duties. Look, every day, 90 Chinese nationalists cross the border right here in this little sector. 90 Chinese nationalists cross the border here. Many of them who have a very, very storied history that we're concerned about. This is one little sector. I have no idea. My dad, the police officer, asked me before I came, how many terrorists are crossing the border every day, Roger? How many convicted criminals are crossing the border every day, Roger? How can my police officers in Kansas, take on all this as well? This is on the back of Joe Biden. His policies could solve it. If he would go back to the Remain in Mexico, the Border Patrol officers tell me that 90% of the problem would be solved. And so I just got to share one thing else that I learned on this trip with you, is that the folks over in Mexico right now, the Mexican government is coordinating phone calls or texts with the American government right now saying, oh, we have room at the inn right now. We moved off 3,000 of these people, these refugees. We moved them out to NGOs. So we're ready for another load of people to come across the border. So Mexico and the United States government working together to bring more illegal immigrants across this dangerous river.
How do you explain that? I mean, we would be going to jail if we were transporting illegals in a vehicle from the border to any place else in the nation. But the president is doing it.
I'm speechless like you are. There's no way to explain it. But again, I just go back to, this is why Secretary Mayorkas should be impeached. He's derelict in his duties. This border is not secure. Just from the time we pulled up here, we've seen several hundred people freely crossing this river, turning themselves in, asking for asylum. They're going to be given a court date 5-7 years from now.
I love Mike Lindell. He is a true American patriot, believes in American products. And right now you can buy one, get one free on MyPillow 2.0. What's MyPillow 2.0? Well, it's brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. New fabric that dissipates heat and humidity. It creates a cooling sensation. I'm not even joking. I love my pillows. They are so cool to the touch and creates a cool surface temperature. Believe me, you're not going to regret it. You're going to want to buy one for everybody in your family, just like I did. And for a limited time, when you buy one MyPillow 2.0, you get another one free with the promo code Carter. That's promo code Carter. Go to MyPillow.com for MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one pricing plus discounts on your favorite MyPillow products like towels, sheets, slippers. And what about those dog beds? Because now I've got dogs all over the place, so we need them. Believe me, the dogs love them. The dogs just love them. Use promo code Carter, though. That's C-A-R-T-E-R. Stay cool and sleep better with the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free sale going on now at MyPillow.com. Promo code Carter. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Carter. Listen to what Senator Marshall is saying. Call your representatives. Demand our border be secured. Don't just sit back. Do your duty. To be free requires a lot of responsibility, and it requires each and every one of us to participate in this republic. We are not here just sitting around letting the government babysit us. We are active citizens in an active government, if that's what we want, right? If we want to continue our freedom, to maintain our liberty, to protect our nation, that is what we have to do. And I believe that each and every one of us is doing that. I look at this country as something beautiful and miraculous, something that will exist far beyond my lifetime. And I hope for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, so on and so forth, and for yours as well. Hey guys, follow me on Truth at Sarah Carter Official, on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC, and on Instagram at S Carter DC. God bless you. God bless our beautiful nation. And God bless the great state of Texas.